Hey everyone, welcome to the PlayPod podcast, where we talk about all the latest features in the PlayPod app. If you haven't downloaded, you can visit playpod.com/app to download to iOS and Android. In today's episode, we are going to cover the latest 1.4 updates. All right, let's get into it. PlayPod version 1.4, we told you what we were going to add in this version, and we did. It is CarPlay and Android Auto. If you have that in your car, whether you're iOS or Android, you will now be able to display your entire PlayPod playlist and select what you want to listen to. So full integration there. We're very happy about this feature. Now, if you don't have those two, you can just continue using Bluetooth like normal in order to control what's playing in the app. So very cool. We got that out the door. We also added in some other features I want to go over. Custom sharing. I think this is really a slick feature. For each podcast show, you can now change the text of what you write when you share an episode or when you share a show. What do I mean by that? Let's say you're subscribed to Tech 411 and you download the latest episode, you listen to it, you like it, you want others to listen to it. Well, in the settings for Tech 411 show, you can now change the text that will be shared in addition to the episode title and show name. So, for example, you'd probably want to add at Tech 411 show. If you were tweeting out, why not tag everyone that's a part of the show? And that way your tweet will get more attention. You could even add some hashtags. So really cool feature. Great to help your fellow podcast shows that you listen to. They're going to really like seeing that kind of support, especially on Twitter, where a lot of the podcasters like to hang out. Okay. The next thing we want to talk about is audio previews. If you are interested in checking out a new podcast, but you don't want to subscribe, you can now tap the preview button that is next to each episode. We also added descriptions of each episode too. So now it's just really easy to decide before you actually subscribe, you know, if this is a show you're interested in. So you're going to save a lot of time there. Got some other features we added in the 1.4.2 release. We got a lot of requests for displaying total listen time. We now have added that to the show list. So for every minute you listen to a particular show, that is getting tracked, and it's previously was tracked. So you'll notice when you upgrade, you'll see some statistics already displaying minutes, hours, days for each show, and that those stats get rolled up, they get summed up to your all groups folder. So now you can actually see how much time you've spent listening with PlayPod. So that's really fun and very cool. And you'll be able to see how much time you're spending in each of your favorite shows. The other thing we added was when you share the show, that is long pressing on the show, and then sharing that from there, we're going to allow you to share the show's website now if it's available instead of just downloading PlayPod. You'll still tag at PlayPod on Twitter, but now you're actually sharing the links to each of the individual shows. We also added episode dates after each show name. So if you drill into the all group or the favorite group, you're going to see all the shows. Usually we would just show you show name as the subtitle. We went ahead and added the episode date as well, so giving you more information. A small feature we add is we enabled push notifications that allow for calling a live show. The intention here is, you know, we have a few podcasters that run their shows like a traditional radio station where they're doing it live, you're streaming it live, and people can call into the show. So if you know of a podcaster that runs, you know, more of a radio style show, let us know. We can enable that feature to allow people to quickly call in. So we think that's pretty cool. Another small change we made is we are no longer filtering the episode list to 1,000 items. We had someone write in, they were listening to all of the No Agenda shows, and there's over 1,100, I think, or about 1,100 of them now. And we were filtering the episode list. We weren't filtering it out of the database itself, but we were filtering the episode list to 1,000 max for performance reasons. We went ahead and removed that completely because, you know, the app is actually performing pretty great. And that was kind of an old assumption that we left in the code. So that's been removed. We did leave a new limit of 10,000 items when you drill into the all group. And that's just because your database could get pretty big, especially if you have 100 different podcasts. So we still want to make that all group usable. But if you drill into individual shows, you're gonna have no limits on what is displayed. So we think that's great. And in addition, we put a lot of improvements to the syncing logic. And it's really important you guys upgrade for this. We're going to force the upgrade pretty soon. Just because it's so much better when it comes to syncing, especially between iOS and Android. We fixed a few bugs and we made things a little smoother. And it should you should see your devices sync up a little faster as well. Now, we made a few specific changes. I'll go over the iOS changes real quick. We changed the episode dates to be a different date format to match Android. So now you actually see August 8th, 2018, the year, instead of the shortened format. So it's easier to read. We had a small bug where sometimes it wouldn't display the share sheet correctly, especially on iPad. And then we also fixed sharing the website links of these episodes. Had a couple reports on that. So everything seems to be running smoothly now. We'd made a few changes on Android. We improved performance if you specified a different storage location. You got to let us know if you're still having problems. We had a report of the app freezing up at times when you specified to a different location folder. So we improved performance there. But we're keeping an eye on that. So let us know if you see anything. We fixed the syncing of shows directly after a login, whereas we weren't getting the favorites to come through. So that's been fixed. And there was another issue when you're refreshing shows, it would keep scrolling to the top. A lot of little minor fixes there, but everything seems to be running pretty smoothly. We're going to have a few other releases for Android because we fixed a few things. So it'd be a 1.4.3, 1.4.4 release. So that's it. That covers all the features we added into 1.4. Pretty big release. We hope you enjoyed it. And as always, will you please share PlayApod with your friends and family? We need more users. This is a passion project. We currently make no money off of it. And all we ask is please share the app. All right, guys, thanks for listening. See you next time.